Right, Jedediah Gregor with the nickname Eddie. I've got to say, I might have already said this, your user card is all over the place. Jedediah, it's my first instinct is that it's very religious, but that's fine because you might be. I quite like, in all of the Aya names, it is the funkiest, I think. I think Jeremiah still feels a little bit kind of preachy, whereas Jedediah is kind of funky. Gregor, I'm torn about because I like how more dramatic it feels than Gregory. At the same time, it does sound kind of like a villain name, but not in like a cool villain name. I've got a lot of villain names on my list. It just sounds sort of like a, like the Soviet brute that they punch at the start, you know? But it does seem well placed. Eddie is fine as a nickname, though I think if you're going with Jedediah, Jed is already there as a kind of cool nickname, so Eddie feels kind of unnecessary. Like, what? Why? Maybe it's because I've known a lot of Eddies and they're all Edwards, and then it's just. If you're using Jedediah, Jupiter Lumo with the nickname Jove. All right. Taking the genitive as a nickname is an intriguing proposition. It's not just the genitive, it's just everything. Like Eovum. Yeah, so I see where the nickname's coming from, and it's a bit funky. Does make me think immediately, like, oh, by Jove. I feel like if you had somebody called that, they would get that every single day. Jupiter, though, I love it. I do not approve of his actions. I'm talking about the god here, but he has a really cool name, and he has the advantage of having a planet named after him. So now, if you use the name Jupiter, it doesn't have to be immediately tied to the god, which I'm a big fan of. Lumo is cool. It feels kind of Harry Pottery because of Lumos, but obviously it's just light. I think it's a fun addition to the set of like Milo, Otto, Theo, all those. And I think it fits really well. I thought I would be concerned about the W, like the Jupiter Lumo, but the whole combo is a little offbeat enough that I think it works really well. It's a really well done name. I do really like it, although I'm skeptical about the nickname. But I think it's a clever choice. Maybe just because Jove sounds a bit, it just makes me think of like Joel. It just feels a bit dated, even though it's not. Next combo, Lazarus Ransom. Oh, this is very cool. Is it a bit heavy? Yes. Should you use it? Absolutely. Lazarus. One of my favourites is Laszlo. That might be an alternative if someone tells you Lazarus is too heavy. But the idea of resurrection and the funky Zed sound, I think it's just a really good name. I really, really like it. I'm being really unhelpful here. Ransom definitely has its negative connotations, but I do think it fits really, especially since it's a middle name. Lazarus Ransom feels really well put together. The vibes are well matched. It has a cool sound, a cool feel to it, as well as being having very rich history. So I do appreciate it. Leander Snowden. Leander is one of my favourites. I really like it. I love it. I can't really tell you anything wrong about it. I love its sort of bouncy sound. Don't love Leo as a nickname, but whatever. Snowden just make it makes me think of exclusively Edward Snowden. Well, not exclusively, also of Snowdonia in Wales. I'm not sure because Leander feels so bouncy and historical, and yes, there's a bit of tragedy in there, but it feels really beautiful. And then Snowden makes me think of tech. I like the snow bit. I think Leander Snow would be pretty cool. But because it just makes me think of tech, the vibe is kind of cut off. Leander Snowden flows well. I like the D's and the N's in both names that really tie it together in a sound way. But I'm not sure about Snowden. Llewellyn Casper. Llewellyn should actually be pronounced with the weird Welsh double L thing, but I can't do it. And I'm not going to try because I would have every citizen of Wales on my back. It's cool. I like it. It has a lot of history. And if you can say the Welsh L thing, it sounds cooler. I do like it. I really like Casper. I don't think Friendly Ghost at all. That's not really an association for me. I like the sp sound. It's very funky. You see Caspian a lot on Nameberry, and I wish we saw slightly more of Casper, although we do see quite a lot of Casper on Nameberry. I just like the sound. I like the vibe. However, paired, Llewellyn Casper seems a little mismatched. They just don't have the same feel, so I can't.